You said it very casually, but your grandmother helped found two different societies as well as help run a magazine.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
She was a busy, busy lady. She also, during World War I, was in charge of the Red Cross program in the county, which they rolled bandages, did all that sort of thing to support the military troops. She did the same thing in World War II. She was also an airplane observer. You may not have ever heard about them, but in the early days of the war, everybody was convinced either German or Japanese planes would rapidly come and bomb Washington or Norfolk or someone. And so in this part of Virginia, volunteers would go up every day, go up on buildings, roofs of buildings, and observe airplanes. The plane flying between Norfolk and Washington would come right over this area. So there were a lot of airplanes back and forth. And they go. And they were mainly ladies, and they'd get up, and they'd get their binoculars, and they'd look at this plane, they'd try to figure out what kind of plane it was. They could never really agree. And then they had to get down off the roof, go make a phone call to some number. That required a hand-crank telephone, getting an operator. And but the operator never answered in time, my grandmother felt, so she would always berate the poor air operator and tell her that the Germans were bombing Washington. She was doing their nails or something. And, but they, yeah, that was the kind of world they lived in. They had an emergency landing field was built here in the county and later served as a training area for the glider pilots that landed in Normandy in the invasion of France. But yeah, these people turned out very patriotic. Sadly, she lost her only son in World War II. He was killed in action. He was my uncle. And but they were, just because they were rural, they were very, didn't slow them down from supporting the war effort.